Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
Nigeria 8.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. We're back for the second part of Dailies Today. Live from our studios on Etimiyang, I'm Sheriff Quatri.
Good to see you back, Sheriff. It's I'm Jimmy Jesus. Good to see you back. Live and well.
Yes.
You see how strong my prayers can be?
Is your prayer? Oh, wow.
It was. Yes.
Really?
Drapo. You don't want to. I did all kinds of things for you, like that. We buried a goat alive. Yes.
Kilo Shele, go.
Because your new name is Malomo.
Chai.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere again. It's good to see you back. So Malomo.
It's great to be back here.
Your new name's Malomo and Ilolubo.
People should disregard that a bit.
No. Okay, now let's get down.
We'll take a break. Morning. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll dig into the papers. Okay, so we're back. Welcome. Let's start with the Punch newspaper this morning. You can watch live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is out. You can join us on those two platforms. And please do drop your comments on there. The Punch is our first paper. Page 2 of the Punch. Omicron variant. Travel bans loom as Canada detects Nigeria-linked cases.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday. It doesn't look good for Nigerians who are traveling abroad. Who plan to travel abroad during the season. You have a decision to make as to whether it's going to be worth your while to travel this December or not. Because if you are not careful, you could jolly well get stranded wherever you go. Now, a new strain of COVID-19 called Omicron, the Omicron variant, two Nigerians tested positive, two passengers who coming from Nigeria tested positive in Canada, in Ontario, yesterday. Two passengers. I'm saying two passengers come from Nigeria because they might not necessarily be Nigerians.
That's right.
And therefore, I think Japan is on complete lockdown now. We are going through the same motions that we did last year. Professor Tomori is very angry. Professor Tomori is a renowned virologist, and he's very angry. And with the Punch, he said he berated the Nigerian Center for Disease Control for its failure to coordinate genomic sequencing, whatever that is, of samples of coronavirus obtained from laboratories across the country. It says that there were laboratories which could do the genomic sequencing of coronavirus in Nigeria. The NCDC bypassed them and started taking samples to South Africa.
Kai.
How long? Here we go again, Sheriff. And taking samples, it says that the Punch on Monday reported that the Canadian government announced that it had detected cases from two travelers. As we already said that. What is genomic sequencing? Genomic sequencing is a laboratory method that is used to determine the entire genetic makeup of a specific organism or cell type and changes its area of the genome. The variant has also been reported in the UK, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Belgium, and Hong Kong. This is what Professor Tomori said. In Nigeria, we have more than one laboratory available for genomic sequencing. The problem we are facing is poor leadership from the NCDC. Mm. They have failed to coordinate and collaborate and also organize a national network for effective sequencing in Nigeria. Recall that I mentioned that a foreign laboratory will intimate us of the presence of the Omicron variant. Some of our laboratories now send test samples outside Nigeria for genomic sequencing, when the best thing to do is to coordinate. And it would be nice to know who owns that lab in South Africa. Maybe further inquiries will show you that it is a Nigerian who is related to somebody, because that's the way these things always work. It just doesn't happen like that. Anyway, the long and short of it is that you better think twice before you travel in this period, because all these stories are coordinated. They are collated, coordinated, and analyzed and used as a basis to decide whether you are going to be put on a red list or in a green list or whatever. The shoddy arrangement you keep getting here is going to hold us in bad stead when decisions like this are being made. Now, South Africa and some African countries have been banned in certain countries. If care is not taken, Nigeria could jolly well be one of them. So if you travel, look at it this way now. If it is said that all flights coming from Nigeria are banned, it means that if you travel and wherever you are, there's no flight to bring you back. Mm. I faced a bit of that last year when I had to come back to Nigeria through Dubai. Yeah. You know, I had to buy an extra ticket. So, you know, you need to be careful. The federal government is still awaiting the details of the Nigerians who test positive. Mm. U.S., Rwanda, Netherlands, others, list of countries with travel ban on South Africa. And then Ramaphosa, the South African president, he arrives here today. And yes, Ben Ayade has been proactive. He has cancelled the Calabar Carnival for this year.
Yeah.
The Lagos State government is known to be able to react to these things, and their early reaction will also help us.
What do you think about the Western nations shutting their borders to South Africans and some African countries?
Well, they're doing what they have to do. I know there's a bit of politics involved, but ultimately, it doesn't help if you don't get yourselves organized. In the town where the South African where this variant was found, less than 40% have been vaccinated.
South Africans are against. Most of them are against vaccination.
Vaccination, yes.
In fact, their country, the presidency, the country is giving them 100 rands to get vaccinated.
To get vaccinated,
yeah.
In Nigeria, here now, you have to pay.
Yeah, you have to pay now.
So quickly run to South Africa. but a lot of these decisions, political as they are sometimes predicated on the way you're seen to organize and manage yourself. The story you hear from Nigeria all the time is very discouraging. But for pressure, we wouldn't even be on the green list in the UK.
Yeah.
But for pressure, yeah. but political pressure and maybe a little bit of subtle blackmail and so on and so forth, that's why we got cleared, you know, in that regard. Mm. Anyway, the part that concerns us, we need to be careful here, though.
Yes,
we and not to. Be in denial.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if the Omicron, whatever, has two Nigerians in Canada, then what it means to me is that it is here. Mm. So thinking that it is not here, it is. But then again, it would be nice to get a scientist to tell us what is the difference between this disease and then what you keep calling a variant. There was a Delta variant, there was a this variant, there was a that variant. Now you have an Omicron. Is that what it is?
Omicron variant. Omicron. It's a mutation. That's all viruses, that's what they do.
What is mutate? What is mutation?
Like you give birth to an offspring.
Oh, Asoluruko.
Yeah. And they keep looking for the name. So and scientists would want to find a name that won't cause any controversy and the rest of it.
But why don't we just go back to the good old adage that says "Omi eko ekoni"? COVID is COVID.
Because these mutations, they have their slightly different properties.
It's like when you have children now, they have a slightly different property. But Omi eko ekoni.
That's why you name your children different names.
But all children from Sheriff are Sheriff.
Yeah, but they have their different names. You guys say big head come, small head come.
I know. Thank God we have something to smile about today. Whilst you were away, it was a sad... I lost 5 people last week.
Oh, my.
Yes, one after the other. But today is a good week ahead of us, I hope.
I hope. I really hope. Let's stay with the Punch, page 7 of the Punch. Electoral Act Amendment, Buhari writes INEC, seeks advice on direct primaries, others.
Oh, the president should stop playing politics and do the needful. I'm sure by now he's made up his mind, but I got frightened when he says that he's also going to consult the Attorney General. And I'm not a lawyer, but I've not been too comfortable with the Attorney General that we have. I'm sorry to say that. I just don't feel comfortable. So when I hear that he's going to consult the Attorney General, you know, my heart skipped a bit. But I think it's good that he's writing INEC, at least to incorporate, the whatever ideas they have. It's a big battle. This is a determining factor. This Electoral Act is a determining factor in 20, and a lot of politics has crept in.
Why are we stalling? Why is the president stalling?
The president has stalled on everything. You know, he's very slow to take a decision, very slow to act. And then, of course, there's politicking behind it. Whether we like it or not, the president will have an interest in somebody who he wants to be president, or at least will have an interest in somebody he doesn't want to be president. Mm. All these things are determining factors. It's a political game. And let's see. Remember, the president, as all powerful as he is, he can be outmaneuvered in any game. Mm. And you know, he has a professor emeritus of politics breathing down his neck. Yeah. Who is far ahead of the pack now, whether you like it or not.
If we're talking about direct primaries, the president should be the first person to sign this thing and not consult or whatever it is they wrote there. Because it's actually, it was the first person that said, okay, I'm going to sign a decree order 10 or something where he gave autonomy to the judiciary at state level.
Yes, yes.
You know, it was on the forefront of let's liberalize, let's give people their
powers.
But
the president is also surrounded by some hardliners, political interest. And one of the things that I think is happening is everybody has a fear of this professor emeritus because he's ahead of the pack.
Mm.
In all those who have shown interest, this gentleman, this professor emeritus, is getting ahead of the pack.
Do I have an idea who this professor emeritus is?
I'm
just asking now. Do I have an idea?
Even if you went to the moon and came back, The professor is ahead. Look, whatever you might say about this guy knows the game and is ahead of the pack. You know, Saraki just surfaced somewhere. But he is ahead. He's gone far. And the question is the president's thinking aligned with letting this man become president? Because that is the issue. Forget all the semantics and Turingi and whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everything is skewed towards who is going to succeed this man in 2023. And so whilst all this is going on, we should get our voters' cards ready to do the needful.
Right. I agree. Totally agree. I have a feeling that a lot more people will vote this time.
I hope so. I know that a lot more people will get their cards. Okay, from what you can see in the social media. Yeah. But two things bother me.
To not go out and vote.
Two things bother me. To go out and vote. And then elections still might not be determined. Look at what happens in the north. 8-year-old, 10-year-old, just you know, and that is why the emeritus man himself, back to what I was saying,
emeritus,
has concentrated on the north. That's where the vote, because the we saw what happened in the last election. Now there was video evidence. So it's political. It's not rational. It's not emotional. It's political. One thing I know is that any human being who is president, even if he can't determine who will succeed him, he will have a list of those who he will decide will not succeed him. Whether Professor is on that list, I don't know.
We don't know. Page 9 of a Punch, Kaduna workers work from home Friday, state plans 4-day working week. Kaduna workers work from home Friday, state plans 4-day working week.
Now, this politics has been in existence since I was in secondary school. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
Now, for long, since way back then, Muslims had always advocated for a work-free Friday, just like the Christians have on Sunday. And I dare say that the Muslims have been badly affected by this decision that makes them go to work. Because what happens? On Sunday, daddy, mommy, all the children in the car or on the bus or car can all go to church every Sunday. On Fridays, the Muslims haven't had that opportunity. And I'm a victim. I know it happened to me. When I was young, my dad, being a lawyer, he worked in Lagos Island. You know, he was a lawyer, federal ministry. My mom was in charge of MPA properties and so on and so forth. So she shuttled between Apapa and whatever. I was in Corona school. I was in school in Yaba. So what happened? I never had the benefit of my parents taking me every Friday. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I became a Christian. So the Muslims have suffered that. And it's always been a difficult thing to fathom to say, how would you make Friday a working day, a non-working day, break on Saturday, work, and then come back Sunday, a non-working day? It has been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The reality is that in the north, very little work gets done on Friday anyway. So what I think the politics here is that they're inching, and I'm glad they said so, they're inching towards Friday being a work free day. And Saturday, of course, and then Sunday. Remember, when I was young, this time I'm telling you, when I was young, we used to work on Saturdays, half day.
Yeah.
Oh. Right through the country. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Right through the country. Even as at the time I worked in the Ministry of Justice in 74, we work half day. You close by one. Though, having said that.
On what day? Saturday.
On Saturday, yes. Though, having said that, I worked in the Ministry of Justice. I worked in the library. But I'm a Santa Walewo. There's no way you will give me anything to do. Because I would just as much as brush my teeth coming from China or Beachcomber and head for the office. I go and sleep in one corner. But there was still work.
Yeah.
There was still work. So what Kaduna said, they're inching towards it. So what they now say is that, okay, on Fridays now, we'll allow you to work from home.
Mm.
And that is the beginning. But you see, your kids will still be in school. So eventually, we are going to have to solve that problem.
Is it a problem?
It's a problem. Because it's a problem. And that's why the NASFAT emerged and have this thing they do on Sundays. But as important as Sunday is to Christians, Friday Jumat is equally important to Muslims.
That's right.
Yes. And because it's a work day, quite a number of them are denied that opportunity to work. What you end up having is some belong to Jamaatul Islamiyah in Tokumbo Street, but because they work in secretariat, they have to go and pray. And you know, these little things matter. So we really must sit down and find a way around this. You know, we must sit down and find a way around this. And I put in a word that, I would immediately back that Muslims be allowed the same privilege that Christians have on Sunday.
I would rather we approach this with some kind of science. If a 4-day working week will make workers more productive at work, why? Good. Well, let them have 4 days. If it's 3 days, let them have 3 days.
Yes.
As long as it's going to make them, you know, productive. As long as productivity is going to be, you know, shut up like what? Very, very quickly. What? But if it's on religion sentiment.
Religion is not a sentiment.
It is. Remember that not everybody is a Muslim. Everybody is a Christian.
Yes, then
there
we
are
might
other
as
people
well,
involved.
Then let
are
us
we going to keep declaring days for other religions?
No, but Nigeria is not a Christian country. So if that is the case, then let Saturday be the day that we so is a neutral day.
What happens on Saturday?
Saturday is a work free day. All of us go to work on Sunday. Nigeria is not a Christian country.
Yes, Nigeria is not a Christian country.
It's not a Muslim country either.
But Nigeria has a calendar that Nigeria follows.
So
it's the calendar that we are looking at here. Because the calendar says Saturday, Sunday.
Let me tell you.
It's there for you to rest.
Let me tell you. We go by the public service. There was a time people worked till 4-5 in this country and took a break. You know, this public service now is straight up 7:30 to 3:30. So, fine, if we are going to start calculating the hours, let's all work to 5 and then let Friday, Saturday and Sunday be work-free days. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not even saying that anything else. I'm just saying that...
I agree.
If we're going to start declaring days,
yes,
it shouldn't be based on religion. It shouldn't
we
be
cannot,
based on
look, whether
you're
we,
a Muslim,
see,
you're a Christian. It should be based on productivity, science.
I disagree. Well, science...
You have to agree. Because,
why?
Because science is everything.
No, science is not
science
everything.
Science is life. Science is...
You see?
Science is...
We are...
Everything.
We are who we are.
You know I'm a science student. If you're not a science...
I'm an art student.
That's why. I'm telling you that science is life.
Shesoku Yoru has told me that I failed science in school. Yeah, you must have been talking to me. Shesoku Yoru has told me that I failed science in school. This is very unfair. But you see, the truth is, we can't run away from who we are.
Yeah.
We'll be back in... This thing is tilted in a way... Look. Imagine if I was still a Muslim, the contribution I'd make to the Islamic world. It affected me. People like myself, Yori, and so on and so forth, it affected us. So what did our parents do? On Saturday, they put us in one, they set up one Quranic school there.
Yeah.
The teacher was teaching us, kept giving us sweets and all that, because we spent time playing pranks and so on. And at the end of the day, Yori is a Christian. We can't run away from who we are.
I agree.
And isn't this ingenious? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
You don't
I really don't think so. Honestly, I agree.
No, but the truth is,
if it was backed up by science, yes, I would agree.
Well, like, the science says
Kaduna people, if they work for 4 days in a week, they would be more productive. Yes, I would agree.
Does science take out the human factor? Yes or no?
Science always put in the human factor. That's why it's science.
You're a mutant. I hope you know the joke about mutant. That this is a militant.
Why?
Anyway, we'll get around it. We slowly but surely we'll end up having a Nigeria that is fair to all. But that was a very good one. The very good. We should invite people, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll sit down and plan something. Invite people. Maybe sometime next week.
You know, because in some countries, it's already been done. It's already been done in some countries.
Friday and Sundays are free working days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Free working days.
Yes.
Yes, that makes the weekend long.
So they only work 4 days.
Good. Because, you
see... And they found out that they are more productive.
Yeah, you see, what we need to improve on is our work culture. Because the truth of the matter is, even the 5 days that we work... The real productivity sometimes is not up to a day because
Do you understand?
The average Nigerian is restless.
Yeah.
They're restless. Look at when we came to the studio this morning, see what we discovered.
Yeah.
That could have been done in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. So you support me?
Yes, I support you.
One year. Oh, give him Trump knuckle. Ah, your hand is too strong.
Okay. We are going to go to page 29 of the Punch. Let's do page 29. Lawyers fault Keyamo over comment on end SARS panel.
Yeah, the part that tickled me this morning when I heard your program and people calling in is people saying that Keyamo disappointed them. Keyamo did this, Keyamo did that. This is what it is. Take it or leave it. Once an activist joins the government, he is no longer an activist and you should not expect him. Keyamo cannot give an opinion that is his. Keyamo is going to give the government position. As simple as that. And I don't think he did it in a flippant manner. I think it was well arranged that it should be Keyamo that would say so because he's a former activist. You need to understand the politics of these things. What is the business of the Minister of Labour to comment on an NSAS panel? It's deliberate. It's deliberate. I think the strategy is that, look, nobody wants to listen to Lai Mohammed at this point in time. And let us use Keyamo to push that argument. And he works. He's a son.
Yeah.
He's a former activist. And in any case, if Alajila is going to be replaced from the rumors that we are hearing, remember that Keyamo was the spokesperson of the APC during the elections. So we need to get all these things together and to inform us before we now get emotional, people almost crying. Keyamo is not a turncoat. What he has done is he has changed roles, he has changed jobs. Should he have done so? That's a personal decision to him.
Right.
But you cannot be an activist in government. It doesn't work.
No, it's not possible. Oh, we must go now, Jimmy. We must go. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to ask you what's coming at night because we need to take a break.
Well, I won't tell you that Libros is coming. Libros Oshoma.
You will not say it.
No, I won't say it. Okay. So that this thing. But Libros is coming.
Fantastic. So Libros, we just said it.
But I didn't say it. I said I won't tell you that he's coming. It doesn't mean that he's coming. I said I won't tell you in case you were trying to think that maybe Libros is coming.
Okay. All right, we have to go now. Bye, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Make you join the Obunge Yellow Awoof giveaway. The jollificate with extra
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.